Hallelujah, for Hashem is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. The sing begins with Hallelujah, as the Torah usually does here when exhorting others to praise His name. Praise Hashem, for Hashem is good. He provides for the needs of every creature. What is more, sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. He provides not only the necessities, but fills all human needs, including those things that are simply pleasant. Pasuk 4. Ki Yaakov b'char lo yoh Yisrael l'skulaso. For Hashem has chosen Yaakov to Himself and Israel as His treasure. The Jewish people is comprised of the masses. The category of Yaakov and of individuals is special distinction marked by qualities of excellence. Israel as His treasure. These individuals merit to bless Hashem to His face, as it were. The Sifri provides a comparison. A king owned a field that he gave to tenant farmers for tending. But when they began to steal, he took it away from them and gave it to their children. The children, however, turned out to be worse even than their parents. Then a son was born to the king, and the king said to them, "Depart from what is mine, you can no longer remain on my land. Give my portion to him that I will acknowledge." Similarly, we find that the dross issued from Avram and from Yitzchak, namely Yishmael and Esau, but no dross issued from Yaakov, also known as Israel. Thus it says here, "For Hashem has chosen Yaakov to Himself and Israel as His treasure." The Hebrew text, the words "Ki Yaakov b'char lo yoh," may be read "For Hashem has chosen Yaakov to Himself," and it may also be read "For Yaakov has chosen Hashem to Himself." Accordingly, the Zohar says, "Till here we do not know who chose whom, if Hashem chose Yaakov or Yaakov chose the Holy One." But then the Torah reveals to us, "For Hashem's portion is His people, Yaakov's the lot of His inheritance," a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim. Here too it thus says, "Hashem has chosen Yaakov to Himself as the portion of His inheritance." Pasuk 5. Ki ani yodati ki godol Hashem v'adoneinu mikol elkim. For I know that Hashem is great, and that our Hashem is above all gods. The singer says further, "Why do I commend you to bless and praise Hashem? For I know that Hashem is great, and that our Lord is above all other gods. He bestows benevolence upon everyone, and He is especially our Lord." The singer goes on to speak of the plague in Mitzrayim. Every Jew who beholds the judgments brought down by Hashem upon the Egyptians said, "I know that Hashem is great." How did they notice? For as it says further, "He smote the firstborn of Mitzrayim." For I know that Hashem is great before He created the world, and that our Hashem is above all gods, mighty things in nature, after He created the world. For whatsoever Hashem wanted, He has done, in heaven and on earth, which shows that He is the Creator, and there is none besides Him. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk 6. Kol ashechofet Hashem osa b'shamayim uva'oretz b'yamim b'chol tohomos. Whatsoever Hashem wanted, He has done in heaven and on earth, in the seas, and in all depths. Unlike a king of flesh and blood who cannot do everything, since at times he is prevented by other kings, whatsoever Hashem wanted, He has done in heaven and on the earth, in the seas, and in all depths. This includes all the heavens and the angels and all the creatures on earth and in the sea. The pasuk also relates to freedom of choice. Since everything Hashem wanted, He has done in heaven and on earth, He has also given man the freedom to act with compulsion, without compulsion. Consequently, man is judged in accordance with his deeds. If he has done well, benevolence is bestowed upon him, and if he has done evil, evil is brought upon him. Thus the Torah says, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu, "This came to you from my hand. Also, they have chosen their own ways." And it says, "Rejoice, young man, in your childhood. But know that Hashem will bring you to judgment for all these things." A pasuk that's found in Koheles. Everything is His in heaven and on earth. Said Reish Lakish, "A king of flesh and blood makes vessels which he fills with a variety of beverages, each in a separate vessel. If but he cannot draw all of them from the same place. It is otherwise regarding Hashem. Thus he caused both fire and brimstone to come down from heaven upon the Sodomites, as it says. Then Hashem rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Hashem out of heaven. A pasuk is found in Bereishis. Furthermore, the dew comes from heaven, as it says, like dew from Hashem. A pasuk is found in Micha. And the man too descended from heaven. Pasuk 7. Ma'alin Nesim, Mikte Ha'ores, Barakim Namato Oso, Motze Ruach Me'otz Rosav. He raises vapor clouds from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings forth wind from his treasuries. The singer begins to depict the wonders of rain. He raises the vapor clouds from the sea at the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. After Hashem has caused the clouds to ascend on high, he brings forth wind from his treasuries. He draws the winds from their place of confinement, and they move the clouds over the surface of the earth. The prophets have already offered praise of Hashem's wonders in bringing rain, for that is a matter of divine supervision, and the sustenance of the world depends on it. Rabbi Yochanan adduced from here that clouds come only from below, but Reish Lakish held the view that they come only from above, as it says in Daniel, came with the clouds of heaven. David HaMelech also depicts here the redemption of Israel, which he likens to rainfall. At first the clouds obscure the light, and at times there is wind and storm. But after the rain has fallen, the sky is clear and everyone benefits from the rain. The redemption comes in a similar fashion. At first there is the darkness of bondage, but then there is a great light. That is what the singer says. He raises the vapor clouds from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He also brings forth wind from his treasuries, but in the end everything brightens. Accordingly, the singer goes on to recall the first redemption from Mitzrayim, when Hashem smote the firstborn in Mitzrayim, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Mitzrayim, upon Paro and upon all his servants. The vapor clouds are called Nesiim because they carry Nasa moisture to where Hashem wants water to descend in the form of rain. Not a drop of that moisture comes down until it arrives at the designated place. Hashem's might is evident when he does two opposite things at once. Fire and water are opposites, and yet he makes lightnings for the rain. The water does not extinguish the fire. He brings forth wind from his treasuries to scatter the clouds, or else to drive them to the designated location. Everything in accordance with his will. To scatter and to bring to a designated location are also opposites. The present pasuk may be understood further by referring to the episode involving Levi. When there was a lack of rain, he said in a puzzled voice, "You accented on high, and you do not attend to your children." He was punished for his words by becoming lame. Similarly, the Torah says here that rains are a sign of divine supervision. Thus it says, "For I know that Hashem is great, and that our Hashem is above all gods. Whatever Hashem wants, he has done in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in all depths. He raises the vapor clouds from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings forth wind from his treasuries." We learned this in the last two psukim. Pasuk 8. Shehi ko b'chorei Mitzrayim me'adam ad behemah. He smote the firstborn in Mitzrayim, both a man and beast. After having depicted the good, such as rain, that Hashem does for the world generally, the singer now depicts the good that he has done for Israel in particular. He smote the firstborn in Mitzrayim, both a man and beast. The singer begins with the plague of the firstborn, for as a result the Egyptians sent the Jews out of Mitzrayim. There is further reason for mentioning the plague of the firstborn ahead of the other plagues. As he goes on to say, "He sent signs and wonders into your midst, O Mitzrayim, upon Paro and upon all his servants." When Hashem dispatched the first plagues, signs and wonders into Mitzrayim, the land and the descendants of Ham, Paro and his servants, he made known the last plagues as well, as it says, "For I will send at this time all my plagues upon your heart." Pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos, which alludes to the plague of the firstborn. The Torah thus explains that the world was created for the sake of Israel, for behold and be instructed by what Hashem did for Israel. He smote the firstborn of Mitzrayim, both of man and beast. The pasuk conveys that the Egyptians were so steeped in wanton immorality, it was impossible to know who the parents of their offspring were, like in the domain of the beast. It does not say here all the firstborn of Mitzrayim. This alludes to the fact that Basya, the daughter of Paro, did not die, notwithstanding that she was a firstborn. So Moshe prayed for her. It says here, literally, from man to beast. That is not including every beast. The beast that also belonged to a Jew were not stricken. According to our sages, not only were the firstborn Egyptians stricken, but also the firstborn of all the nations. Hence it says, he smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, followed by he smote many peoples. Rains bring recognition of God's wondrous supervision with nature. For unlike other natural phenomena, rains do not come in the same fixed pattern every year. Each year, they arrive in different ways and at different times. The wind, too, can be seen as dependent on man's deeds. Thus, the wind that comes after the rain harms the trees and benefits the grain. The plagues in Mitzrayim also attest to divine supervision, as it says in Chumash Shemos, "By this you will know that I am Hashem." Hashem attends to those below. He acts to the detriment of this one and to the benefit of that one, all in accordance with the deeds of the individual. That is what it says, "For I know that Hashem is great, and that our Hashem is above all gods. Whatever Hashem wanted, he has done in heaven and on earth. He attends to those below, and the proof is that he raises vapor clouds from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain. He brings forth wind from his treasuries. He smote the firstborn in Mitzrayim." This shows that the one who acts for the good is also the one who acts for the bad. Pasuk 9. Shalach also zemotzim b'tzorcheichem Mitzrayim v'faro v'chol avodo. He sends signs and wonders into your midst, O Mitzrayim, upon Paro and upon all his servants. Now the singer alludes to the other plagues. Thus he says first, in a general way, he sends signs and wonders into your midst, O Mitzrayim. He smote the Egyptian people as a whole. Then he says, more specifically, upon Paro and upon all the servants. This also alludes to the teaching of our sages, that when the Egyptians, Paro and his servants, his army was stricken in the sea, the Egyptians in Egypt were stricken by similar afflictions. Signs and wonders into your midst, O Mitzrayim. It is further indicated that the plague struck with different degrees of severity. They afflicted Paro with terrible harshness, but his servants were stricken by a less severe affliction, and similarly for the rest of the people. Hence it says, upon Paro and upon all his servants. Pasuk Yud, Shehiko goyim rabim v'horak melachim atzumim. He smote many peoples and slew mighty kings. The singer says in a general way that he smote many peoples and slew mighty kings. This refers to people who were many, great in quantity and quality. Pasuk 11. Lesichon melech ha'amorim ul'og melech ha'boshim ul'chol mamlechos kenoan. Sichon, the king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Boshim, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. This singer goes on to mention here a number of those important kings. Sichon, the king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Boshim, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He does not mention the king of Midian, for Hashem did not give his land for a heritage to Israel. The domain of those two kings lay on the main thoroughway leading to the land of Canaan from the east. The Canaanites paid them not to permit the Jews' passage through their lands to confront them in war. Although the Israelites were not versed in the art of warfare, they smote Sichon and Og. Clearly, this did not come about through their own powers. This is Hashem's doing. Pasuk 12. Nasan Arsham Nenachal Nenachal Yisrael Ambo, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Hashem gave their land as a heritage to whom? A heritage to Israel, his people. This refers to the lands of Sichon and Og, outside the land of Israel proper, which were later apportioned to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh. It also refers to the portion of the other tribes within the land of Eretz Israel proper, the land of the seven kings of the Canaan. The repetition of the terms a heritage, conveys that the land of Canaan was promised to the Jews, not so the land of Sichon and Og. But now Hashem also granted them those lands as a heritage. Some say the repeated term means that the land of Israel was designated for the Jewish people since the 6 days of the creation. The heritage they received upon entering into the land was that heritage which was set aside for them from the beginning. Hashem gave them their land as a heritage. They should study Torah there. The Torah is called the heritage, and the Chachamim, the sages, teach that Torah studied anywhere else cannot compare with the Torah studied in the land of Eretz Israel. Another interpretation is based on the teaching of our sages regarding the Pasuk. And Moshe told his father-in-law all that Hashem had done to Paro and to Mitzrayim for the sake of Israel. A Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos considered the following parable. A king's beloved son was taken captive by a great king, and he angrily demanded his return. The other king not only did not release the son, but also looted the king's possessions, whereupon the king dispatched a great army and captured the other kingdom. He triumphantly brought his son back from captivity. The people of his kingdom now wondered whether their king had done all this out of love for his son or out of anger at the other king. However, when they saw how lovingly the king treated his beloved son, they knew that he had gone to war for his sake. Paro enslaved the children of Israel, and also blasphemed and vilified Hashem. So Hashem sent terrible plagues upon Paro until he sent out the Jewish people. The analogous question can be asked, had Hashem done all this for his own sake or for the sake of Israel? This question was answered when they saw the miracles wrought by divine providence for the sake of the Israelites in the wilderness. Then everyone understood that the redemption had come for the sake of Israel. That is what the Torah says there. And Moshe told his father-in-law all that Hashem had done to Paro and to Mitzrayim for the sake of Israel, a pasuk found in Chumash Shemos. The proof is in all the travel, the travail that had come upon them on the way, and how Hashem saved them. Had it been for his own glory, Hashem would not have continued to show his concern for the Israelites after the Exodus. That is the intent of what David says in the present psalm. Earlier it says, for Hashem has chosen Yaakov to himself and Israel for his own treasure, which shows Hashem's love for the Jewish people. Therefore, once he sent signs and wonders upon Paro and upon all his servants, the nations could no longer say that he had acted for the sake of his own glory, that he punished Paro for having said, I do not know Hashem. Not so, for behold, Hashem bears witness that Hashem has chosen Yaakov to himself and Israel for his own treasure. The Jewish people are his beloved treasure, and have also merited the excellent heritage of Hashem. Accordingly, the Torah goes on to say, for Hashem will judge his people and relent concerning his servants. Pasuk 13. Hashem Shimcha le'olam, Hashem Zichrucha le'dor v'dor. O Hashem, your name is forever. Your remembrance, O Hashem, is throughout the generations. It is well to give thanks to Hashem for wreaking vengeance upon the enemies and for bestowing good upon those who love Him. Regarding retribution, the singer says, O Hashem, your name is forever, and exacting vengeance by the power of your great name. Regarding His beneficence, he says, your remembrance, O Hashem, is throughout the generations. Pasuk 14, Ki Yodin Hashem Amo V'alavodov Yisnechem, for Hashem will judge His people and relent concerning His servants. Notwithstanding that the heritage which Hashem has given to Israel is now in the hands of strangers, a time will come when Hashem will judge His people. He will exact retribution from the nations and relent concerning His servants. Hashem will regret as it were the evil inflicted by the enemies upon the Jewish people and repay them with every possible good. As it says, for Hashem will again rejoice in you for good. A pasuk found in Chumash Devarim. After Hashem will judge His people for not obeying His will, despite being His servants, He will relent and be merciful towards them. For He will see that they are very good compared to those who worship idols of silver and gold. Pasuk 15. Atzabei hagoyim kesev v'zohav masei yidei odom. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Having spoken in praise of Hashem, the singer condemns idolatry. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Idols are totally worthless, futile artifacts of human manufacture. They even lack the quality of vegetative life. How shameful it is that idolaters prostrate themselves before the works of their own hands. The Torah stresses that the idols of the nations are silver and gold. Notwithstanding that the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts, a pasuk found in Haggai, they make gods of the silver and gold and abandon the one who created those precious metals. Hashem is neither body nor the likeness of a body. Although we find in the Torah the expression under His feet, a pasuk that's found in Megillas Eicha, and we find Sukkim, such as with the finger of Hashem, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Amos, these are all analogies. Thus the Torah goes on to say that the idols of the nations are deficient in two ways. For one, they have mouths. What is more, they speak not. Two eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Pasuk 16. Pelahem v'lo yidaberu, and enayim lahem v'lo yiru. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. The singer continues by depicting the banality of idols. For one, although they possess the appropriate organs, these lack the function of organs. The advantage of having a mouth is speech, and they have mouths, but they speak not. Even beasts use their mouths for roaring, but their mouths are totally devoid of speech. Two, eyes have they, but they see not. A subtle interpretation says that the pasuk refers to the worshippers of the idols. They have mouths, but they speak not. They do not say to one another, what are we doing here? Eyes have they, but they see not, and they bow down to the work of their own hands. They have ears, but they hear not the sound of the hammer that produced the statue. Neither is there any breath in their mouths to dispute with one another about this matter. Pasuk 17. Oznaim lahem v'lo yazinu af ein yesh ruach b'fihem. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They are also devoid of the power of hearing. The singer adds here that not only are they devoid of speech, but neither is there any breath in their mouths. Pasuk 18. Kamohem yiyu osehem kol asher betech bahem. May they who make them become like them, everyone who trusts in them. The singer says in the form of a prayer, may they who make them become like them, everyone who trusts in them. May all makers of idols perish, as well as all who put their trust in idols. May they who make them become like them, even if they themselves do not put their trust in them. And may everyone who trusts in them become like them, even if they are not the ones who make them. Pasuk 19. Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Beis Aharon, Baruch Hashem. O house of Israel, bless Hashem. O house of Aaron, bless Hashem. The Holy One, blessed be He, is the living God, and it is fitting that we glorify and praise Him. O house of Israel, bless Hashem. The Torah conveys the great difference between the Jewish people who worship the living God and the others who worship idols. Thus we recite, blessed is our Hashem, who has created us for His glory, who has distinguished us from those who stray, and has given us the Torah of truth. O house of Aaron, bless Hashem. Having called to the Jewish people as a whole to bless Hashem, the singer now speaks to different categories of Jews. Thus our sages say regarding the present pasuk, hence we find that the Israelites bless once, the house of Aaron blesses twice, the house of Levi blesses three times, and those who fear Hashem bless four times. Those psukim also allude to the generation of Enoch. They committed the grave error to think that because Hashem is so very high and exalted, we cannot receive His influence except through intermediaries. Hence, they made idols of silver and gold. How futile, says the singer, for they have mouths, but they speak not. Creating idols was of no avail to them, neither in this world nor in the world to come. May they who make them become like them, everyone who trusts in them. According to the Medrash, it was decreed that in the future they will have to carry their gods on their shoulders and together go to Gehenna. Pasuk 20. Beis Halevi Borchas Hashem, Yiri Hashem, Borchas Hashem. O house of Levi, bless Hashem, you who fear Hashem, bless Hashem. The singer turns to those who chant and play musical instruments in the holy Beis Hamikdash. O house of Levi, bless Hashem. A subtle interpretation says, the Kohanim, the priest, and the Levium have a house, for all members of their families are Kohanim, priests, and Levites. It is otherwise for those who fear Hashem. Each of them individually must perfect himself, as our sages have taught. Why do we find that the offspring of Torah scholars are not Torah scholars? It should not be said that the Torah is their inheritance. This explains why it does not say, O house, regarding those who fear Hashem. Pasuk 21. Baruch Hashem Etzion Shochen Yerushalayim Hallelujah. Blessed is Hashem out of Zion who dwells in Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. King David concludes this psalm by declaring, blessed be Hashem out of Zion who dwells in Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. The glory dwells in Zion. From there rulings in the Torah, law issue for all the Jewish people. And from there comes the blessing that they should attain completeness. Since the present psalm began with praise the name of Hashem, it might erroneously suggest that Hashem has need of our acclaim and praise. Hence the Torah says here, blessed is he Hashem out of Zion. The Holy One is the source of all blessings, and He causes abundance to flow from Zion for our benefit. Blessing stems from Zion, for He dwells in the supernal Yerushalayim that corresponds to the terrestrial Yerushalayim. We will continue Mitzvah Shem in our next year.